Revolba has a Ha'orah which really flows from Parshas Bo into Parshas B'Shalach. I'm talking about going back to the moment of Makas Becharis. He talks about a phrase which is used in the Zohar, etc., which refers to Katnus Demoichin and Godless Demoichin. So Katnus Demoichin literally means a small brain or a small head, and Godless Demoichin means a large brain or a large head. He says the phrase for our purposes, there are two ways to look at our reality. There is the times we get very stuck in the very petty. We get stuck in our day-to-day. We don't see a bigger picture. The bigger picture of purpose in life, bigger picture of what our goals in life are, bigger picture of what we the importance of why we're here in this world. We get stuck on details, minor details, small things which aren't really which many times in the bigger picture are not really important. And once suggested in a chassadim, you know, if you have a situation which comes up and you realize that in a day from now you're going to laugh at it, or in a week from now you're going to laugh at it, so it's not worth it to get upset about it now if you realize that in a week from now it's not going to be that important. So if something's not that important in a week from now, you're not going to take it very seriously. So why do we take it very seriously? So that's when we're in a state of katnus demoichin. We're very, very, we're not expansive. We're very, very small focused on these type of things. And the result is we don't really, we get very limited. Then there are moments where a person has godless demoichin, where he's expansive. He can look past the irritations and the problems and all those type of things, and next thing you know, he's able to see a bigger picture of what he wants to accomplish, what he wants to do. He says the Klal Yisrael, at the moment of Makas Becharis, all of the limitations which they had, that they'd become so focused on the day to day living and on getting through the Shiva Mitzrayim and the difficulties, at that moment they saw beyond that. They saw a bigger picture of the world. Bigger picture of themselves. They were in an expansive mode. The result of that was, which you know, the night of the Seder is that there's a clarity and there's a vision and there's an understanding. That's necessary for Kabbalah Satara. But after that moment, they lost it to some extent. The voida of the next. The 49 days from there until Matan Torah was the avoda of developing that attitude themselves, as opposed to getting it as a matana from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a flash in life. There's a tremendous simcha. There's a tremendous tragedy. Lo aleinu. And the person says, you know, why am I getting stuck in these small details? Life is so much more bigger and important than that. Those aren't things which we earned. Those are things which we worked on. So at the moment, we say, wow, we have such a clarity. We sort of believe we're going to always have that clarity. We're going to always be so smart and always understand and not get stuck in the details. And then a little while later, we do. The way to really hold on to that is we have to develop it ourselves. We have to work on it ourselves. And the void of the 49 days, that so we have Klal Yisrael, after seeing the clarity of Makas Becharis and leaving Mitzrayim, B'yad Rama, B'reish Galei, with such clarity, they come to the Yam, and they're worried, and this, and that, and what happened? Where does that clarity go? And then you have V'yiminu Hashem and Moshe Avdoi. They saw B'yad Yisrael, Yehud HaGdela, and then there's Mora, and they're complaining. And then there's the Mon. Like, you know, they've lost. This is the avoda. The avoda is the moments of that we have with that clarity have to be expanded and developed to the point that it's not just a moment, but it's an avoda. A person, especially a person who's outside in the working world, you know, there's so many things, there's so many pressures, there's so much time which is being demanded from the person. It's a person who's in the office, and there's people with expectations and frustrations, and you're bound to the situation which is there. And then you come home, and there's what to do at home, and then your person wants to try and learn something, and there's not enough time in the day, and there's frustration, etc. These are our moments of katnas demoichin. We get caught up in that, we get stuck in that, and we don't see a bigger picture. And the truth is, we can't really figure out how to deal with our situation until we have a bigger picture, and we have a clarity, and we have understanding of what it's all about. So then I can say, okay, well, in the final goal, the real picture, where does this fit in? How much effort should I put into it? How much emotion should I allow it to affect me? How much should it really be? How important is it really? I mean, all the thing together, that'll create that avoid of a person working on that day to day, to think about that, to force himself to think about that, and have that clarity eventually becomes part of a reality, and that'll give us the clarity that we need. Have a good Shabbos.